Okay, guys, instead of voting on, Jim had some good comments about budget, so instead of voting to go into exec session, let's just stop it there. We can have some public comment from the commissioners and get some guidance on the budget process a little bit.
Right. The intention is not to use executive session to discuss budgets. Obviously, though, in this office, in your capacity, personnel has a lot to do with the budget, but I'll speak from my perspective. Chuck can chime in from budget perspective, let's put it that way. And I've got a couple comments that kind of dovetail together. We've started the budget process right now. We're looking at a flat, probably a negative year, based off legislation based off the Supreme Court decision on the Department of Revenue Music City case. We're expected to see anywhere from $350 to $1 million less sales tax revenue based off of that decision if there is not legislation that fixes it. We're estimating $350,000. And then what we're seeing is the trend of TIF revenues, TIF area sales are going up faster than we had planned on. But what we're also seeing is not the other areas holding their own. They're actually going down at the same, basically the same percent that the tips are going up. So basically what they're doing is cannibalizing the same customer. So if you have a shop at Tanger and a shop at Branson Landing, people are going to the Landing because there's more to do. And if they bought the same item, which there's a lot of stores at duplicate locations, we're seeing tip sales go up, but the other sales are going down. So we also see about $350,000 less is what I think our estimates were. So we're looking at, if taking the economy out of the picture, we're already seeing a minimum of $500,000, if not another $1 million total. The Music City legal case, we're not sure how that's going to play out. Branson's playing allowing $350,000 less. So what that's causing the commission to do is relook at every expense that we're having across the board. You know, from headcount to are we going to rehire, are we just going to let positions go through attrition, are we doing raises, are we going to stop capital improvement? So the process we're doing is pretty standard for this time of year. The question that the auditor asked, which is one of the first questions he asked, is was the allocation for the IDA a one-year, one-time only, or was it ongoing? Okay. But as one commissioner, I can't answer that. I can tell you that the opinions in the public is pro and con, and I'll just tell you this, and some people don't understand, recovery zone bonds. So what does that mean for the economy? I mean, when people say this bond, how's it helpful? Arrowhead's going to have a groundbreaking on Thursday. So that's a project that's coming. By the way, it's Thursday. I don't know if you guys got to come over. But Arrowhead's doing a groundbreaking on Thursday. But what it helps, what we need is, from my perspective, as one vote here, is help justify the IDA or the OED, Office of Economic Development, activities. I know that you've helped Ron and Jones start drilling down on projects. The reason I am pushing so hard to divide the projects up is because I really want to be able to go to one person and say, I got a deal going on, I need to take you with me or give me all your information. Energy. I brought up energy grants as soon as Joan came on board back in
May.
And we've met with multiple people. So we were preparing for the coming up of energy grants. So we kind of expected that. So, Joan is going, is it Wednesday seminar? Mm-hmm. With Jillian, because Jillian's works in our office, but she's kind of been, I asked her if she would be my point person to work with the other locations about energy grants. So it's really important for me, first of all, as one commissioner, if there's if I hear of a grant, or if I hear an opportunity with special funding from whatever department, that I know who to go to within the OED office. That was the primary. The second thing would helps me is justifying what they're doing. A lot of times, if they're working on the project together, there's room for people to say, well, maybe Ron's doing all the work and Joan's taking half the credit, or Joan's doing all the work and Ron's taking half the credit. What I've got to be able to do is justify each individual in this office. Because this was, the funding was, three times it was previous year, I think it was. I think we budgeted about $190,000. Is that right, with benefits? Do you guys know?
Well, no. We don't know. What we did was we had a budget that was $60,000.
Right.
And we had a director that we then, you know, squashed.
Right. So that's, and then, that's $60,000.
But
still
we
there.
Didn't. Yeah. We which we didn't count on.
Right.
And then we came in and we said we'd like an allocation to pursue the stimulus activities.
Right.
And that and you guys voted on that allocation for the personnel and the budget that was within that proposal.
Sure.
And the my working assumption was that that was the budget and not plus the $60,000. And that so
understand.
That's kind of the way I was doing it.
The people are just saying, are you getting the results? Well, I think we are. I mean, I don't think there's any question. I'm very pleased with the activity and the net results. I'm more excited because I think we're just now starting to see the results of the work. I mean, it's taken a while.
Yeah.
The funding from the Reinvestment Act has not come as fast as they thought. So we're still waiting probably first quarter of next year before we start seeing lots of funding. But I think it's for me and helping me justify is, you know, what are your guys' intentions? I assume from the idea you guys are pleased with the headcount and you want to continue the headcount. I assume that. But I don't know if you've submitted and Tender taking over as chair. Is that right?
I've been asked by Ken to look at it.
Okay.
And we haven't really even talked about it.
Okay.
Further there, and I'm hoping for it.
Okay. Well, I'd like to see what your recommendations are, because every year is a different year for us for funding, so we got to make sure we're prepared for that. And then just a few things going forward. I'm just going to, from a budget perspective, I just want to know what you guys' thoughts are. My thought is things are working well, and I'll continue to pursue the funding for that department. Personnel is a separate issue in my eyes. I mean, as long as you guys are satisfied with the reporting, and I feel like I can get the results I'm getting, because right now, like Joe mentioned, I'm working very diligently on biosolids projects. And I want to be able to go to one person and say, what do you know? And they can give me a complete update on that project. It would just help me tremendously.
Yeah.
You know, if Chuck finds a project that he feels like he's heard some funding pick up, he can go to, he knows who to go talk to in the OED to get the project funded. So from that, I'd like to know your thoughts on the budget. Mine were maintaining for next year. That's what my recommendations are going to be. Yes, sir?
I guess I need a little clarification on what you're saying with headcount.
Uh-huh.
Does that mean two people, or does that mean the existing two people, or what would
you guys mean? You guys basically make recommendations of who to hire and who to fire, okay? We're funding those positions, and they could be Jane Doe and John Doe. And, you know, for us, we're funding the positions, and I'm not suggesting anything one way or the other. I'm
outside of the $60,000.
Well, what I would like to do is throw the $60,000 away, and that's where I think we need to start with. Is
tell me what trash can.
I'm not clear about okay. that. Yeah, so that's where I was asking that.
Okay, I believe this is where it was. In the original proposal back in February, March, mm-hmm. whatever it was,
February.
There was two full-time positions with different titles and a $3,000 a month allocation of a grant person. Is that correct?
Yeah, what I put in that proposal was I think it was $2,000 a month for what I called the Office of Grant Facilitator.
Right.
And the thought there, Jim, was that there's going to be a lot of grant paper flow and then the need for some expertise, just because, you know, you're learning on the job on granting, and that's if you're hitting these hard deadlines real quick, that could be a problem. So the theory was we need to allocate some monies so we get some help on that, and I still think that's a valid approach, because you can either hire by the hour, or you can have it a pay according to the size of the grant. There's different ways to do it, as you well know now. But I just think you've got to recognize that in some degree. And I think it's penny wise and pound foolish if we eliminate the granting money and then we say, okay, we want the staff to become granting experts. I think you'll end up wasting money.
Well,
you know what I mean?
I understand what you're saying, but we've operated I'm going to say it this way, Barbara works on it basically. She gets the grant, she makes the money. That basically, for most part, I mean, Debbie Redford, we paid some for that.
Right, we've had an hourly with her. And we paid Barbara some hourly initially,
right.
But the county entered into a contingency agreement
right.
with Barbara.
Yeah,
Bailey.
So that hatched really nicely after coming out of that. That's
right.
That's
and so I would say that, you know, and we're looking right now, the commission discussed this morning about taking all the grant depository functions and putting it in our purchasing department because they're mm-hmm. familiar with the rules and laws and all that of bid process, and she's used
yeah.
to doing reporting anyway. So in an area to cut, I mean, I'm not probably going to fund another person for that grant person.
Yeah, well, and just for everyone's recollection, it wasn't intended to be a person.
Right.
It was intended to be a little bit of a fund so that if you need $1,000
right.
to get this project, and then you need to do, that was the whole point
right.
of just a reservation of money for that. So it wasn't, I mean, there's no such thing as a $24,000 grant expert.
Right, and looking through it, it could have been interpreted either way.
Yeah, well, that's why I called it Office of Grant Facilitator, right. which is kind of a hokey name, but that's okay.
If it's been working so far.
Without the, well, I mean, we're using
now,
some of that
money.
As
far as Barbara Bowley and Debbie.
Yeah. Yeah,
but,
yeah.
And that's, but we didn't know we were going to deal
well,
with
and
anyway.
Yeah, and I didn't know if we're going to have to fly people in and interview them, and you never know. Pay for a hotel. I mean, it's just kind of be all over the place, and so that was the thought there, guys. But I think the other thing though, Jim, and is when we initiated the stimulus team, I think that was a good move in the sense that classic economic development. Was not necessarily the best game in town, given that you're typically talking to people about moving here
right.
or some kinds of classic economic development marketing initiatives. And you've got some sweeteners in there, and then you've got, you know, you pull your team together. When you have an economic development person for normal, everyday economic development activity. And my concern would be that we have gotten up to speed, and in some degree, and certainly in some degrees, we've got a lot to learn, but I think with 9 months under our belt with the stimulus work and then by extension granting, that in my estimation is a whole world of opportunity. And I think one thing that I get from the community, because as you indicated, you get positive and negative comments, and that's because you're going to get comments, which is healthy. But the situation is I have people coming up to me and saying, why aren't you guys working on economic development? In like classic economic development, because you're not laying any groundwork for the future when the economy's back on its feet, and I don't have an answer for that, and I don't think you could take two persons and then split them down and say, now I know your workload was stimulus and granting, but let me go ahead and add, I don't know that that makes, I just don't see that, and I'm not, which is not to say, you know, I'm arguing with you. I just don't see that. So as long as you guys know that that's not occurring,
right.
and you lower the bar as far as the expectation level with the community, because I think that if the economy starts to improve, which indicators in my business is in a lot of places it is, it's not great, but it's already bottomed. I think that's a worthy question.
Well, and I think that I think right now the traditional economic development is not existent, because there really isn't any economic development. It's economic survival. And so any money that we're going to get is through the stimulus, and that's really what the focus needs to be, and which was why we went forward with these two people. And I don't see that changing for at least half of next year.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, the question is, do you need to be now so advanced in economic development rather than just going after the recovery funds? I mean, I know in my business, I'm looking toward a year from now
right.
and trying to figure out what I can do now a lot cheaper than I can do for a year from now to get my business to the next level. Is that the direction we should be thinking?
We know the economy is going to turn around. We know
Ron seems to think that the recovery stuff's going to slow down sometime in the third quarter of next year, at which point I assume we're going to be transitioning more to a standard economic development.
Yeah, classic economic development. And I have to agree with that, Jerry, and I think the situation is, I think if the commission looks at it from the standpoint of it's revenue, and therefore you might fund some economic development initiatives as a result of having revenue, as opposed to it anticipates that it actually helps you generate more revenue. It's a little bit. It's like I do a marketing plan because I want new clients. I know, I do have some clients, and but I'm looking for some more.
Right.
So it's the looking for more issue that concerns me. That, you know.
Is the board's thought is that's going to transition in the third quarter of next year? Is that what your guys is thinking? And are you saying we need more money third quarter of next year? Or are we saying, I mean, that's some of the questions we've got to have answered. So that I know how to fund you, because budget's got to be fixed.
Yeah.
And that's what I would charge the board is, like, what is, I mean, I believe that traditional, we need to start planning for the future of economic growth again. And what is the funding request that you guys are going to be asking? I think with the stimulus money that's come in, it's more than justified the positions in the office. I don't think that's a question. It was a learning curve, all that. But I mean, if there's going to be a transition, or if you guys are going to be suggesting a transition in personnel or transition in focus, and it requires additional funding, this is the time to bring that to us, because, you know, we're going through the process right now. At least I'm speaking as one, and Chuck and
December 31st.
Well, yeah, it's all fixed.
We're in the work on, so we're running out of time.
Right.
We need to address it.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir.
I guess this is the classic statement that I know several budget processes that I've been through, it's always kind of come down to this. And I guess I don't know which direction to go from what we're hearing here, other than let me know what you want. Do you want a professional that can go out and deliver some jobs? Because I kind of like Ken saying, there's a lot of folks out there that believe that we got to get out of this tourism industry, not get out of it, but go into another direction, so that 73% that they have in Hollister, Forsyth, and Branson are right along with them. You know, do we want to get some of the top professionals that can come in? Because if we're going to go through this, and several of us has been through this numerous times on the applicant going out, applying, by the time you get everybody in, you're talking 3 or 4 months before we can hire somebody.
Yeah.
One of the critical points in that process is, what are we going to pay them? You know, and we need to know, where do we want? Do we want a guy that can walk in to the office upstairs and start putting results out? Do we want to train somebody? Do we want somebody that's halfway in between? What do you all vision? Because along with that, it's just like whenever you're out buying road equipment. Do you want a bulldozer that can get out and take care of most everything, or do you want something that'll kind of get you by for a while? Where are we at? And that's kind of where I'm.
Well, I wanted to follow up with a question. In Ron's statement, he talked about a traditional economic development director. I'd like to ask you, the board, when you heard that statement, or if you're thinking that, are you saying you want a third person? Are you saying one of these two gets transitioned to something else? What are you guys asking for? Because I'm not.
We haven't had that discussion.
Yeah, okay. We haven't had the discussion. And that's a good point. Yeah.
I mean, I would like to know what you guys. I would suggest that don't ask for more than what you've got now, because when I say what you have now is what the current status of the office is, because any additional expenses toward the department will be a challenge, especially if we're looking at -7% next year, not counting the economy, whatever the economy does. I mean, if the economy's up at 7, if the economy has to be up 7% for us to be 0. So, I mean, if you're saying the only way I see the OED being successful next year is I've got to have, you know, an extra $100,000 in my budget. It's going to be scrutinized, but there's also going to be some serious justification.
That helps. And to the extent that we've justified the activities this year, have we built up any goodwill at all regard to that?
Sure.
I mean,
I don't want to
because it's a little bit different than some other departments with regard to it's an, like roads and bridges, it's an investment as opposed to an expense. Mm-hmm. And I think, but I think everything has to be strongly measurable.
Right.
And I think, you know, you drilled that into my head real good, and I agree with you. It has to be strongly measurable.
I have to. I mean, yeah. When I'm talking about either laying off people in the county, because that was one thing we decided we're not going to do, or cutting county benefits, which we're not going to do, but we've discussed all of that, but we don't give raises, but I'm going to have a headcount in 98, I've got to justify that.
Well, can we help justify that?
Well, absolutely. Whenever you make your proposals to us, I mean, absolutely. I just want to know, what I'd like you guys to do is give us what you guys are asking for next year.
Yeah.
I mean, we haven't got that. I know there's a gray area of who's responsible for the funding, but I'd like to, you know, I would like to see it from the IDA board chairman, whoever that is, because that's ultimately how we've set it up right now, where who reports, the personnel reports to the board.
And when is that deadline?
We're having meetings weekly right now on different departments. You know, we just want to be ahead of the curve because there's always changes, and we revise as it closer to the end of December based off of what sales are doing. And we've got six or seven departmental meetings on Wednesday is our next board. So I would say that in the next couple weeks, maybe, could you do that by the... Hey, your next board meeting is what, 30 days?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let me ask.
Can we wait, Chuck, for 30 days?
Yeah.
That's
before
pushing.
Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let me ask you a question, though.
We can wait. Okay, so by the next board meeting, could you make recommendations to us?
I think that could be done. If not, you know, after the next board meeting, I think that would be easily that way. It'd give us time to discuss it.
But you guys are talking about a current account deficit, which is different than... cash management.
Correct.
So, but you've got cash.
We have
plenty of cash.
We have cash.
So you're just worried about the current account deficit.
No, I it's all about justifications, and a lot of people that we answer to don't look at the difference. I mean, we're already going to spend negative about $1.5 million, looks like, for next year.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to negative cash flow $1.5 million, and that's going to come out of reserves is what we're seeing right now.
Sure.
And that's, you know,
well, that's as it should be. You know, that's good.
But the thing is, we still have a perception of we got to make sure we're looking at all things. We're making every department justify everything this year. Everything.
I would like to ask something, and the board knows I've harped on this, but if you were to get to fly to Indianapolis and get on Interstate 74 and head south towards Cincinnati, on the west side of the highway sits a new Honda plant, acres and acres of building. And then if you were to drive over to Coffeyville, Kansas, and head north on U.S. Highway 169, there are bukus of industry over there. Amazon.com is over there, and all kinds of things. And one thing that torques me is, why can't the business in Montgomery County, Kansas, be in Taney County, Missouri? Taneyville and Kirbyville have flat ground that's buildable, developable. There's sewer, there's water in both of them. And what you've asked us, what do we want for economic developer? What do you think it would take to get somebody that could draw that kind of industry and business and jobs to Taney County? That would be an investment for making jobs, making taxes.
Funny enough, I have some of those answers is because the state of Missouri doesn't do tax credits, doesn't do tax abatements. If you remember, the Mountain Complex was looking for special legislation in the spring session because they had an opportunity to bring a Google help desk to the Mountain Complex. And because the state doesn't give the same abilities to high-tech jobs that it does traditional industrial, there is no tax help for those type of jobs. Now, the Honda plant, I can't answer that, but I can talk about the tech jobs. But it does. It takes a full-time person or a person with direction to do that. And I agree. But obviously, I would say, what is Coffeyville doing? I mean, do they have an OED? Is
I don't
the governor
know.
Doing the work?
I couldn't. Kathleen Sebelius, are you joking?
She moved. She's not doing the work.
But we want things like that. I mean, we want jobs that work well within our community, obviously. But we've got some basic challenges, too. We've got challenges of of housing. I mean, we've already talked about it. That's why we're trying to do it.
Well, this housing business, I've been reading Adam Smith's The Wealth of Nations, and one of the things that interests me is in 1776, he wrote about the plight of the Chinese. And they are no different today than they were in 1776, when the book was published, but when he was writing the book. And he indicated that when Marco Polo was there, it was the same plight as they are today. Basically, it's a stagnant country. And if we don't get to growing, we're going to go stagnant.
I agree. Well, so, in the presence of time, can I make a motion that we've discussed what, and unless Chuck's got some other comments also about the budget.
No, I think
we've been given our marching orders.
And I articulated our concerns. I mean, we need some direction from the board.
That was my feeling when you were talking, and in years past, the board has said this is what we want to do, and we haven't done it. I mean, we've done much less.
Right.
But, yeah, I'd like to know what your all's thoughts, which direction.
So, in other words, you got a tight budget, you got a shortfall. No media news here that we haven't heard of in this economy. And you guys are going to be moving forward with any justification needs to follow of why we need an increase or staying flat or whatever we're doing. You guys just need to dot the I and cross the T for the public.
Everyone's looking. And even in the courthouse, there's elected officials who're going to question the way we spend money. So we just got to be able to, I got to be comfortable with the justification.
And your direction that you've asked us or told us today is by our board meeting next month, we need to be coming back to you either that day or the day after that
meeting. Within a week,
what we have come to.
Yeah, within a week of that, because then we can, that would put us toward the end of November, which doesn't
end of November, and so we're going to have to sit down right then and make our decision.
Right.
Okay.
That would help. That would help us tremendously.
So we can move on with this. I make a motion. We then adjourn and go to executive session.
I second the motion. Do we hear a vote on that? All in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Okay. So we're in exec.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. Could I get your last name?